Hello everyone, this is Eric with another mini-episode. Today we're going to talk about Silverlight splash screens. Have you ever wondered how you can add a little bit of extra glitz to your application, make it look a little more professional? Well, splash screens are the way to do that. They add that little piece that says, I know how to use Silverlight, I know what I'm doing here, and they make a great experience, and are great for impressing customers for that matter. So here's what you do. Now, this is a little weird. This is a little unexpected. You actually run a Silverlight application while you download your main Silverlight application. Strange. How does this work? How does it make sense to execute a Silverlight application, which you have to download, by the way, while you're waiting for your main Silverlight application to download? Well, here's the answer. What you do is you actually tell your Silverlight application via a param to execute a piece of XAML. Here's a clue that this is something a little bit different. This is not a full-on Silverlight application. It's just a XAML file. And in fact, it's going to use the JavaScript API for Silverlight. So you don't have all of the managed functionality. But what you do have is all of the rich functionality of XAML and JavaScript integration to write a splash screen that is interactive. So here's how you do it. When instantiating your Silverlight control, you set the splash screen source, and there you provide the URI for the XAML page that your Silverlight application is going to execute. Just go ahead and point it to a XAML file. Notice this is not a ZAP file. This is not a managed executable. You point it to a XAML file that it can execute. Inside that XAML file, you're going to have some visual elements, of course, but you're also going to have animations. And here, by the way, ding, 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 it's a good idea to use the event triggers, the only event trigger we have in Silverlight, which is the loaded event, because that's most likely the one you're going to need. It's going to be handy, and that way you don't have to kick off your animations manually in JavaScript. So you provide the XAML file as the splash screen source, then you provide on source download progress changed for a JavaScript callback if you would like callback as the progress is changing, and you can update information. You can say how much is downloaded or whatever. Think back to the default splash screen where you have the little spinny GIF and it counts from 0 to 100 as your Silverlight application is downloaded. You also have the on-source downloaded complete. Guess what? That's a JavaScript function that gets called once your source has been completely downloaded and the managed application can take over from your splash screen. Then you can handle a last-minute transition, a fade-out, or some other way of letting the user know what's going to happen. And so the last thing to mention is, when would you want to do this? And the answer is, if you have a Silverlight application that's big, let's say you pull in some extra pieces, you pull in some pieces like calendar control and a data grid and all this stuff, it's going to take a while for people on thinner internet pipes to download your application. And if you want to provide some branding, a little bit extra, a little cleaner interface, a little cleaner experience for the user, then you can go ahead and you can use this approach. By the way, you have the full functionality of JavaScript. So if you want to wire up JavaScript handlers and have that be interactive, well, you can do that too. And I think that opens up some really exciting possibilities of interactive splash screens. The user can interact with them and basically keep themselves occupied while your Silverlight application is downloading in the background. And for those of you who've been in my talks, you know, this is the best way to use Silverlight. Keep the user occupied, do the things in the background, and they're going to feel like everything is executing very, very quickly. So there you go, splash screens. You can use them. They use the unmanaged API, and then they provide that little bit of glitz that makes for great applications. Thanks for listening.